Prophets of Allah, Prophet Idris alayhi salam. A long time ago, there lived an evil king and a queen. They stayed in a huge palace and ruled over a large kingdom. Early one day, the king decided to go hunting in the countryside. So he took some of his soldiers and set off. On the way, they came upon a beautiful garden that had a river of fresh water flowing through it and all sorts of fruits growing in it. When the king saw this garden, he was taken by its beauty and decided that he had to own it. The king sent his vizier to buy the farm from the owner. But the owner refused to sell it, saying that he had taken years to cultivate the farm and was not willing to give it up for any amount of money. When the king heard this, he became very upset, and instead of going ahead with his hunting trip, he returned to his palace. When the queen heard what had happened, she started chiding the king and said, "How can you, a great king, be denied what you want by a mere peasant? You only need to command and demand whatever you wish, and it should be so." The king was convinced by the words of his queen, and he ordered his soldiers to go and take the garden by force and execute the farmer. The soldiers stormed into the garden and evicted the farmer's entire family. The soldiers took the old man to the town and executed him in front of all the people. Then they shouted, "This is what happens to anyone who disobeys the king." Idris alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah who lived in that town. When the people saw what had happened to the farmer, they went to Prophet Idris alayhi salam and told him about it. Idris alayhi salam became very sad and prayed to Allah to punish the evil king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to go to the king and warn him that a grave punishment awaits him for his actions if he does not repent. The queen began inciting the king again and convinced him that he should kill Prophet Idris alayhi salam. "This man is loved by the people and he can cause a lot of trouble for you," she said. The king was convinced and sent his soldiers to kill Prophet Idris alayhi salam. Prophet Idris alayhi salam came to know that the king wanted him dead, so he hid inside a cave in the mountain. The soldiers searched everywhere, but they could not find him. After some time, the king became suspicious about one of his commanders and wanted to have him killed. But when the commander found out, he stormed into the palace and killed both the king and the queen. When the people heard what had happened to the evil king and queen, they were very happy and started following Idris alayhi salam. Prophet Idris alayhi salam lived among the people for about 350 years and he taught them many useful things like how to read and write. Moral of the story. In this story, we learn that when you plan to do evil on someone else, you fall into the trap yourself, as it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. The recompense of an evil is an evil like it.